Wearing two hats can be a bit of a balancing act, but according to industry leader Steve Rathgen, every farmer must realise the importance of one hat for your farm and a second hat for the industry. Now, what Steve is referring to here specifically is biosecurity, both at farm and nation level. Steve has become a driving force for biosecurity awareness in the onion industry following the discovery of onion smut on his Murraylands farm 15 years ago. With that discovery, he was faced with the choice of sticking his head in the sand or accepting the biosecurity breach and pushing forward with prevention and awareness. He was a significant contributor to the creation of the first biosecurity plan for onion growers in Australia. Now, the last quarantine site will finally be cleared early next year, and that will mean Australia is one of the very few onion-producing countries in the world to have area freedom from onion smut. But Steve says there are still plenty of reasons to remain vigilant, with 12 pests and diseases considered high risk that are not present in the onion industry in Australia yet. He quite sensibly holds the view that the industry can't afford to rest easy and simply hope it stays that way. He says a lot of pests come in on other crops and there can be 50 incursions a year into the country, a considerable number in anyone's view. While the measures in place are incredibly stringent, he wants the industry to keep its awareness high so everyone through the supply chain knows what to look out for. Back on the farm, Steve would love to see the industry go down the integrated pest management path, and he's confident that there's enough forward-thinking growers to see that happen sooner rather than later. On his own property, trials have seen the introduction of beneficial mites to keep pests under control until harvest, and he's seen some encouraging results. Steve says it's one measure the industry can adopt to ensure enough chemicals remain effective to allow a proper rotation so growers just don't get caught out.